Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Throughout our time here on the Last Pilgrimage weblog, we have discussed ways of understanding and implementing true spirituality in our lives. The Conqueror series is not but an attempt to imbibe those spiritual teachings into our daily life so as to progress not only spiritually but in the worldly life as well. Many who keenly follow these epistles of enlightenment may feel that these epistles often recommend an idealistic way of life, that these epistles and the qualities that they propagate are not relevant in the current day and age. However, upon closer introspection, the seeker shall find that equations which finally contribute to a person achieving enduring superlative success, those equations remain unchanged through time. Through the history of man, we can see that man is in the end bogged down by the same common set of weaknesses. Thus here, on the TLP weblog, we make a conscious effort to rise above those weaknesses and prove beyond a shadow of doubt that true greatness is indeed within our grasp. Today, we are going to discuss a weakness which is an inherent part of all our lives. Today, we are going to discuss ways in which we can overcome corruption. When I refer to corruption, I do not mean it in the worldly sense. Here in this epistle, I strictly refer to it in the personal sense. At this point, many would come forth and ask as to what do I imply when I say that personal corruption is an inherent part of all our lives. Fact of the matter is that the human mind, which is indeed drives most of our decisions, that very mind is prone to corruption. The human mind is constantly entrenched in the sensory gratification and instinctive indulgence. Hence, from the mind spur many desires, all directed towards various ends. The mind is fickle in its very nature, and hence is prone to wavering of the course. Your mind will take you anywhere. Whenever an individual wishes to go ahead and achieve greatness, to achieve enduring superlative success, he cannot do so with a mind that is full of latent desires and a mind which is prone to the corruption that is injected through these petty impulses. Simply put, to achieve something tangible, you need in your heart but one desire. Your mind needs to be completely focused and oriented towards that one goal. Only then can you go ahead and completely be successful in achieving that goal. Simply put, when the mind is corrupted with conflicting desires, the individual loses his resolve. He loses his passion. He loses his orientation towards his goals. This ultimately leads to the complete and utter failure of all his endeavors. So how can man ensure that the mind stays away from corruption, that the mind stays focused and centered towards one goal? Well, the way to achieve that is to truly understand the illusions that the mind weaves within itself. Only when a person truly understands the sheer worthlessness of his impulses, only then can he make a conscious effort to rise above them. Most of the times we are content with our impulses, for acting impulsively gives us momentary pleasure. However, we must understand that impulses only result in corrupting our minds and in corrupting our orientation. At the onset, I said that many who listen to this epistle might find it dated and idealistic. For in the current day and age, every individual acts according to his impulses. But the fact that we must realize is that if we are to truly achieve success that is beyond our wildest dreams, it is imperative that we conquer the corruption that lies within ourselves, conquer the duality that exists in us, and truly move as one single entity towards achieving our goals. Peace be with you. Take care.